Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a big 2-0 win yesterday, snapping a 3-game losing streak. You always talk about how your team needs to do the little things. What little things did they do right in order to get that win yesterday?
Well, I think a number of things. You know, first, I thought we had a good start. You know, I think it's always one of our keys is just to get a good start to the game, be on our toes. When we're like that, we're engaged, then we're jumping, and good things are going to happen. But I just thought we did a real good job in terms of defensively, not giving them time and space, closing on them quick, forcing turnovers. You know, we didn't give up a whole lot of really solid grade A chances, which is always going to be important. And then offensively, I thought we did a good job managing the puck. We didn't just blindly throw it here or there to turn it over. We were smart with it, and because of that, I thought we generated quite a few chances.
Well, I know one of the other things your team did was score first, and I know you've been talking about it all season. How much does that change the pace of the game?
Well, it's just it's obviously scoring in general has been a challenge. So anytime we score, it's everybody's celebrating. But anytime we get a lead, it's just it certainly boosts our morale. But it's we know that with our goalie and the way we can play team defense, that sometimes that's all you need. So anytime you can get that first one, especially on the road, it's certainly going to be a boost to your team. And now, one of the other areas, obviously, I thought we did very well at, Kelly, was our faceoffs. I thought we did a tremendous job all night long. And as we said so many times, faceoffs are possession. And when you win as many as we did, that certainly helps.
Well, I know I wouldn't want to be on the other side of that faceoff against Emily Berglund. What is it about her that makes her so good there?
Well, I think a lot of things, just, she practices it. You watch her. She's watching that referee's hand the entire time. And good anticipation. She's quick. I think she's got a pretty good feel for her opponent, whether they're right or left-handed, and what she needs to do to try to either win or tie up.
Your offensive time of possession last night was very impressive. How was your team able to control as much time as they did?
Well, it just goes back to the things we're working on. We stress puck management. And so when we're in the offensive zone, we don't want them just to blindly throw the puck in what we call hope plays. We've really been working a lot. When you don't have anything, you get jammed up, just use the back of the net. And I thought we did a good job of that. And then, then if we have our feet moving in the offensive zone, we're moving the puck, we can give teams fits, because it's no fun to play defense when they're chasing. That's to our advantage.
You got some big plays last night from some of your veterans. I know Lauren's goal and Emma's goal, both by some of your upperclassmen. But how crucial is it to get those kind of plays from players like that?
Well, it's whoever on the team can do it is that's what we're looking for. But anytime it's your veterans, I mean, hopefully it gets in particular Lauren Miller going, because we need her. We need her scoring. We need her producing. So if she can get, if that goal yesterday is going to propel her to a big run here, then great. But Emma's been solid all year. I thought Emma had an outstanding game, and it was nice to see her get rewarded with that goal.
Going back to Emma's goal, she was just parked out in front of the net. Is that something you kind of preached to your team, to be in those positions?
Yeah, that's, again, something that Coach Flicklin's been working hard on. There's tends to be a hole in defensive coverage. It's a hard area to pick up, and that's exactly where she was standing. And she, fortunately, it was their player that threw the puck out, but she was right in that spot we talk about, and she finished. That was nice to see.
Going back to Lauren's goal, she made that look so easy. Does she really even know she's that good?
Well, we certainly hope so. We keep reminding her that she's extremely talented. And when she's moving her feet, she's tough to stop. I mean, she made a great move to her forehand, and then to drive the net, that was just impressive. And then the finish was what was really, really impressive, to go on her backhand and get it up under the bar like that was pretty nice.
I know you talk about rebounds. Sometimes getting that initial shot is important, but then trying to get the rebound on those, how much of that is timing?
Well, there's certainly some to that, but also it's just, that's where that being tenacious really comes in handy, because we know, and we talk about, rebounds are going to be there. Now it's just a matter of getting to them. Credit Mankato, I thought they did a pretty good job at times of tying up sticks, boxing out, because we were getting shots to the net and pucks were laying there for rebounds, and there's some that we couldn't get, some we did get to, and she was able to stop those as well. So definitely a key to our success is being able to get to those second, third opportunities, and then when we do, see if we can't finish.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, one of the big messages this morning was our start, just to come out hard again, just to not let Mankato get any kind of momentum. This is a huge opportunity for us again to climb up even further in the standings. It's three big points. we want to be greedy now. You know, we got three yesterday. Now let's go out and do everything we can to give ourselves the best opportunity to get three more today.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.